And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of November, 2011. It's the birthday of André Gide, born in Paris, 1869. André Gide, who said, "Everything that needs to be said has already been said, but since no one was listening, everything must be said again." It's the birthday of the graphic artist and author and film director Marzan Satrapi, born in Rasht, Iran, 1969. Satrapi was a young girl during the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Her parents sent her off to Vienna to escape the resulting fundamentalism, and she wrote a graphic memoir about her experience in that time, Persepolis, the story of what it was like to be an Iranian girl, suddenly segregated from boys in school and forced to wear a hijab or headscarf. Published in 2000 in French, and then in 2007, Satrapi co-wrote and co-directed a movie adaptation of Persepolis, which got an Academy Award nomination for Best Animated Feature. Her recent autobiographical comics include Embroideries, the story of Satrapi's grandmother and aunts and the men they've loved, and Chicken with Plums, a chronicle of her great-uncle's last 8 days of life. It's the birthday of the novelist George Eliot, born Warwickshire, England, 1819, the pen name of Mary Ann Evans. We know her as the author of Adam Bede and Middlemarch. She was a famously unattractive woman. Henry James wrote that Eliot was magnificently ugly, deliciously hideous. She lived for 23 years with a man named George Lewis, though they never married, and she took his first name for her pseudonym, George Eliot. She was 40 years old when she published her first short story. She thought that choosing a pseudonym would cover her tracks. She was, after all, living unmarried with a married man. But her first novel, Adam Bede, was a huge success. People speculated about who George Eliot might be, and Mary Ann Evans was forced to reveal herself. Here's a poem for today by James Silas Rogers, Rutabagas, a love poem. Rutabagas were new to me when I first paired with Jean at Thanksgiving and Easter dinners. Her grandpa Frank, her spinster cousin, mom, dad, and a tribe of handsome brothers dined in near silence at a great green table with fierce griffins underneath. I would wonder if their quiet was about secrets or something wrong, but now I think it was just how they gathered. Rutabagas were on the table. I had to ask Jean what they were. My first mouthful tasted like something in a gunny sack, nothing like a wine from which an epicure or would-be epicure might claim to read the soils in which the grapes were grown. She said she loved their dug-up texture, the hint of dirt that couldn't be baked away, how they left the tongue with a rumor of something underground and dark. Autumn vegetables suit her, I think, and none more than rutabagas, so reluctant to have left the ground. A poem by James Silas Rogers, Rutabagas, a love poem from his collection Sundogs, published by Parallel Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and helping to move the economy forward. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.